Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. No matter who you are, no matter what state your marriage is in, no matter how long you're married, no matter what your queen's complaints are, etc., 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 no matter what your opinions are about the right, wrong, and the different, the good, bad, the ugly of the game of marriage, you all need to pay attention and engage in expressions of being romantic. Romantic gestures. You and I, hey, we can have a cup of coffee over the table, we can talk. You know, we can talk to talk, masculine to masculine being. We can talk sport. We can, you know, talk politics. We can get a great kick out of life by work, by, you know, projects, by doing shit, creating shit, building shit in the world. A to B style. And that's, you know, that's okay. A masculine core human being, a masculine core dudes, we get off on that. It turns us on, creating shit in the world. Hence, you know, in this profoundly sick society, we get addicted to the whole work thing because we've been conditioned from the word go with millions of impulses. Hey, that's the only worth you have in society as a man. So we go there and we fill our buckets, the bucket of our soul and heart and nervous system, get all the dopamine, oxytocin kicks from work, from creating shit in the world. And we pretend that, hey, if we're feeling okay about ourselves, things, we're going good and we got a bit of cash, we got, you know, money in the bank, maybe a couple of holidays per year, roof over the head, you know, you got the car or cars, you're ticking the boxes, you're doing good. And just because in our undealt with traumatized state of being as modern men, we think, our rational mind thinks we're doing good enough and we have our own unclarified barometer of, well, you know, I'm ticking the boxes, I'm doing more in the parenting than my dad ever did, we have sex, and, you know, I push the pushchair or push the buggy for the kids, I've done the parenting thing, I'm a good dad, I'm a good husband, I do shit around the place infinitely more than my dad did and definitely more than my granddad did. I'm a good husband. And whatever, like, your opinion counts for shit. If you are not on a daily basis expressing romantic gestures to your queen, your marriage is losing and losing bad. It's like, I don't know, it's like, you know, the fuel out of the fuel tank on the airplane you're in. If that's losing fuel, you should hope that the pilot, that the mechanics on the ground tend to that as soon as possible. So I want you to build in that metaphor that no romantic gestures on a daily basis, you know, pulling out the, I don't know, fucking top romantic shit every year on Valentine's, on her birthday, on her anniversary. Hey man, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. But it's pathetically inadequate and incomplete to do the full job. So this is a zone of improvement for every single guy. It is for me. This is the road to self-mastery. One thing, super quickly, is that it doesn't matter how you feel in the moment. 99.999% of guys out there, they wait till they're feeling full of love, full of possibility, full of, you know, everything. When they're on holidays, oh, we're romantic. Because why? We're feeling good. We're feeling open-hearted. So we'd be romantic then. They wait for the feeling of radical love to overcome their entire nervous system. And then they're romantic. But there's a desert in between us feeling brilliant and feeling naturally, spontaneously ready to open our heart and do nice shit for a queen. There's a desert in between these islands of us feeling like that. You cannot rely on your feelings. You end up waiting for the feelings. And then, you know, we behave from our feelings. So if 90% of the time you're not feeling so great, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed, you feel like a massive infinite to-do list, we end up behaving from the overwhelm, we end up behaving from the stress. And we build an identity of a poor, struggling husband because we're never making the time to get romantic. Whereas from here, heroic husbands, it's how you identify as an heroic husband. You identify as a king. And from there, you behave. It doesn't matter you're feeling tired. It doesn't matter you're exhausted. It doesn't matter that you're, you know, stressed at work. It doesn't matter that you're just starting your business. You will behave accordingly. A king shows romantic gestures, shows up, systematizes his life. And then when you come from identity leading to behaviors, which create feelings of love. So you might start off feeling tired, stressed, overwhelmed, whatever, but you show up from an identity of being a heroic husband. You behave and you express romantic gestures irrespective of how you're feeling. It creates the feelings. In this episode, I'm gifting you 10 ridiculously simple to implement romantic gestures your queen will love you for. These are muck simple. It doesn't matter how much is on your schedule. Actually, they're designed for my own personal schedule because, hey, there's a lot going on. We homeschool, we've tons of animals. There's watering, tending to the garden in the evenings. My own breath work, podcasts, work. Heroic Husbands Men's Circles is off the charts. It's growing after a year. It's astounding. So it's like, it's a really full life. You know, but I'm no different to all of you guys. I really like the super short, easy to fit in a packed schedule, romantic gestures that are exceptionally high leverage. I've packed in my favorite ones here. Number one, morning love note. I re-kicked this one off recently. It is astounding. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It takes me, what, about a minute? A few minutes. If I go out, I cut a couple of flowers that we have and I put it around it. But the morning love note is I get up early before my queen. She comes down about 15, 20 minutes after me. I quickly just take a note. I write a love note. It's like, hey, good morning, and some nice gestures, like a one-line sentence, something that's nice. Hope you have an awesome day. If we've made love the night before, say something kinky and hot about that. Did that this morning. Or our 10-year-old came down and had a laugh. It's like, oh, daddy did not write that. I write a morning love note. And my queen, like, she lit up. She reminded me. She's like, oh, you know, you did that when we got together first. I was like, wow, you know. Podcast host, be the husband she brags about. And I myself had forgotten this super high leverage thing that I did quite a few times when we got together first. And touch base for a second, you know, when you were wooing your woman in the beginning, there probably was quite a bit of romantic gestures coming through, man. You got to reawaken that part of you. So the morning love note, guys, a couple of minutes before your queen comes down. Man, it doesn't take much. Of course, you can go all Pablo Picasso on it and get, like, super creative if you can have that time. But I'm telling you, hey, 60 seconds. I chop a couple of flowers that we have outside the door, just a couple of flowers and petals, and just put it around a sheet. Man, it lights her on fire. She's just, like, open-hearted love. Number two, appreciation notes. I've said it here, I'll say it again and again. Repetition is mastery. Appreciation is medicine for your queen's heart and soul. The masculine grows by direct challenge. The feminine in our queens grows by appreciation. Appreciation notes are amazing. Of course, the highest end is like Trout Today, as you appreciate her verbally. But appreciation notes are those beautiful, simple to do. Again, it takes 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Write a post-it, write a little note and whatever piece of paper and fold it, leave it in her jacket pocket going off to work, leave it in her briefcase, leave it beside the mug that, you know, mid-morning when you're off at work, you know that she always takes that mug, leave it, you know, leave it on that saucer, leave it in the mug waiting for her. It's that super simple thing that she has this experience of, man, he really loves me, you know, and she lights up. And you do it because it's a priority for you to schedule this in on a daily basis, that you do these simple, simple, simple things to implement, but it lights up. And by the way, it makes your life infinitely easier. When your queen is happy and flowing and full of feminine joy and beauty, man, hey, takes the weight off your shoulders, man. When you don't do this, you pay the price because she hardens up and she starts giving you shit. Like, the return on investment, I can go full masculine on this. You got to get real. You want to get a return on your investment, but this takes very, very, very little time. The return on investment is happiness, is your queen is easier. She's more understanding. She's sweet. She gets saucy. All of the good shit that you claim that you want. But if you're not willing to put like 30 seconds to 60 seconds into trying anything, any of this out, you're just like stomping and like taking a shit on your own happiness. But that, like, you got to get over that part. We all have that part that we sort of self-sabotage. You got to get over that, man. And great, this is like masculine leadership mode. So number three is the movie goodbye scene. I say that's the movie goodbye scene because, hey, romantic movies, you know, the goodbye scene at the train station, at the airport, whatever, it's maxed up for emotional intensity, intentionality. You know, it's like the, you know, the hero going off to battle. He doesn't know if he'll be back again. So the goodbye scene in the morning, you're saying goodbye to her as you go out the door or she's going out the door. Give her a beautiful kiss. Slow down with her. It takes 30 seconds, 60 seconds to do this right, to be slow, to be with her, hold her, look in her the eyes and say whatever that's like comes through. Like, I can't wait to see you later today, baby. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Kiss her and off you go. Man, she'll melt into your arms. And of course, hey, if you've been a desert of total lack of romanticism, you know, for the last 10 years, 12 years, like I was, you know, it's like apart from little spits and spurts in between, she mightn't take the first one. Don't go in there boy bitch style going, oh, I've listened to the podcast, I'm going to do this romantic thing and she should just melt in my arms now. It's like, hey, mother trucker, it's like, come on, if it's your first time in a long time, don't go in there with boy bitch neediness. Sort of, oh, you know, I'm bringing mommy like a nice, you know, a nice painting. She should love me. She's mommy. She's not your fucking mom. You gotta earn it. There's probably, for a lot of you, if you're like me in the beginning, you gotta earn your right to get back in there. But with these, they're super simple. Insist with it. Number four, workday voice messages. These are gold. Voice messages, whatever your communication to and fro, WhatsApp, Telegram, Messenger, whatever the hell. Nearly every single one of you, I'm imagining, has some access to an app that has voice messaging. Seems to be like a standard feature. Voice messages are beautiful. They're personal. You get to infuse it with the flavor of love. You know, just slow down with that voice. You know, you just soften in your enthusiasm. There's love. There's passion. You can send saucy ones, whatever, like, you know, a bit of dirty talk, whatever. But voice messages are beautiful. What is beautiful and super romantic for the feminine particularly, that when you send it during your work day or you're away for a weekend, is you and I, most guys, masculine beings, we love the freedom of work. It's A to B. It's like I go into work, you know, from 9 in the morning till 5, I like just marinate in projects, in A to B, and getting shit done. And there's a beautiful open-hearted freedom in that. Let's not deny ourselves the right to acknowledge that there's this, we love the freedom, we love that container, that we don't have the distractions of parenting, of relationship, of marriage and all of that shit. There's a sense of freedom to leave that behind us when we go to work. So you're always going to have a heap of hassle to come home to if you go into that island and you never think about her. And you only think about her when she forces you to think about you and she starts giving you shit to do and you resent her for it, etc., etc. Lead like a king. It's super high leverage. During your day, you're in masculine mode. She's in feminine mode. The feminine, David Aida describes it like this. The masculine works like he treats cake, a cake like life. The masculine treats the cake one slice at a time. You're in that slice, you're at work, nothing else counts. You will get home and then you will re-engage with your relationship. The feminine way of relating to the cake is the feminine is like the cream, the butter, the jam in the middle layer of the cake. It's everywhere. The feminine is seeking union and connection all the time. It's impossible to our nervous systems to get how and why they function like that because we're not meant to get it. We're masculine, male. We have this other way of looking at it, at relating. That's okay. But you can't keep looking at your relationship through your eyes. You've got to empathize and use tactical empathy and go, okay, she's a different being. She sees this, she feels this, she experiences it in a different way. That different way is there is no slice of the cake. It's one slice. There's always room. There's always a part of your queen's heart that is seeking, is he thinking about me? When he goes, like he can just go so black and white. He goes, there's never an issue. Her heart and nervous system gets confused how you can be so black and white about that. Gets confused about how you can just go for a weekend and it's like off with the buddies. There's no issue. You just go. She gets hurt by the sense of freedom that you get by going out the door. So it's one of the most healing and beautiful and romantic things that midway during your day, send her a voice message. Spice it up. Be romantic. Appreciation. Thinking of your baby. Can't wait to get home later on to see you in that beautiful dress that you got the other day. Can't wait to get home and, you know, mind the kids. It's date night. Can't wait. You know, I'm going to, you know, implement those few things that we were talking about in the bedroom, the last lovemaking session, etc., etc. Fucking high leverage, guys. Number 5. Gifts. You know those little funky things? I'm not big into tech, but I've rediscovered, or maybe discovered for the first time, the power of simple, goofy-ass, silly-as-feck gifts. In the same application, a good few of them, I think all of them at this point, have gifts. Have those goofy, silly, but beautiful, potent, feminine loves this shit. Oh, it's cute. It gives them that, moment. You know, it's like that romantic comedy type. The cute kitten type shit. I mean, the masculine heart would look through most of them and go, oh my God, no way. It's like, you know, but it's romantic. When you go through those, it's like super quick. If you're on your way home, it's a bit like the slice of cake thing. You're on your way home. You're just about to get into the car. It's like on the commute home. Send her a gif. There's on the way home. Funny ass ones speeding the car home. Like I've seen ones with like a cat driving the car. Whatever the hell. Or thinking of you. Goofy ass, silly. It's a good sign if you'd be embarrassed. You know, if your persona would be embarrassed. If one of your mates, you know, down at the football team or down at the local bar. It's like, oh man, I can't believe that you sent that gif. You're on money. You're on the money if your persona, the hard ass, I'm a macho man, I don't want the guys knowing I'm a big softy in the inside. It's a good sign if there's a part of you that might feel embarrassed if the guys knew. Now, heroic husbands and the heroic husbands men circles, myself, it's badass kings. We own this shit. We do it. We're not embarrassed. We learn to unapologetically do this shit because it lights our queen's heart up and it makes our marriages easier. It's fucking lovely to have her lit up because you've sent that gif on the just before leaving. She's already sort of softened when you're coming in the door, man. Makes your life easier and she's happier for it. Why would you not do it? Number 6. This takes a little bit more time. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. You can actually do a 60-second, 2-minute version of this. I'm saying set the love nest. Date night, it's lovemaking. If you're planning any sort of fireworks in the bedroom, go in rapidly. If it's not tidy, tidy it up. Tidy the shitty stuff up. The dirty socks, put them in the wash. Light a candle. If your queen, if there's a scent, an incense, whatever, it's a big enough room that you can do that without you choking. Practicalities are important. Make sure that it's something that your queen will enjoy. Again, no boy bitch, oh, I put the incense in and then you come in and you commented about, you know, you didn't like that smell. And now I'm here sucking my thumb in the corner because I'm a boy bitch. I'm a 5-year-old pretending that I'm a 40-year-old king. You know, I'm so hurt. I put so much time and attention into it. Now I'm feeling rejected. Get the fuck over yourself. Make sure it's something that she likes. And hey, if she doesn't like you, you're going to trial it. You're going to be a scientist. But guys, the whole rejection, boy, bitch, sucking your thumb, like, ugh. Just don't go there. Really, don't go there. Unfucking sexy. Set the love nest. Couple of minutes, get into the room, set the container. The masculine role is we set the container for it. Light candles, incense, some fucking, get some flowers from your garden. Wildflowers are fucking beautiful. A lot of queens love it. It's wild, you know, it's like you made an extra effort. Set some flowers in the bed. Do whatever. But just go be above and beyond the same shit, different day version. That in itself is almost the definition of being romantic. Something that is a surprise to her nervous system. He never thinks like this. You never do this, Tom? Oh, wow. You know, give her that moment that her nervous system can feel hope again, that, Christ, it wasn't just those first, like, 3 or 4 months when she fucking fell in love with you. The poor unfortunate soul fell in love with you, and the poor and sore unfortunate soul, she fucking thought, oh, he's going to be like this forever. Bring it back, man. Bring it back, your mature style. Get creative. So, set the love nest. Number 7. Spontaneous massage. Spontaneous tickle. Spontaneous touch. Again, it's quite common knowledge out there, the love languages. Maybe massages, touch isn't her thing. Again, don't be a boy bitch going, I listened to the podcast and then I went in and I gave her like a fucking shiatsu massage and she didn't like the pain and she's like, now divorce papers on the table. Guys, feel into what she likes. But a spontaneous massage when, hey man, you're both tired, stressed, at the end of a long day, kids going crazy, dinners to cook, shit to do, boxes to tick, bins, trash cans to put out for the collection tomorrow. Be the hero that can get the fuck over yourself, your own overwhelm, your own tiredness, your own self-centeredness, your own, you know, fighting for the right, arguing who's deeper down at the bottom of the barrel type shit. Get the fuck over yourself and go, oh, she's tired, she's stressed, she's had a really rough day, she's sitting, hey baby, you know, and validate, hey, seems like you've had a really tough day, and just start gently massaging her shoulders. If she's on for it, start gently, doing it gently, just caress her. Seems like you've had a tough day, baby. Hey, sit down, just take a moment. Oh man, it's like a waft of fresh air. For her heart, for her soul. Romance embodied. Does not take much time. Just gets you to get the fuck over yourself and get out of your head and start witnessing all of these opportunities that are around you, man. All of this stuff is super high leverage. You'll notice thus far, I'm making you sure. Not for your ass, it's for my ass too. I wrote this list because tons of this stuff, this is what I do to make my life easier and to make my queen's life experience with me fucking awesome. Much better than the first 12 years when I was bullshit. And because I didn't do any of this type of stuff, not on a regular daily basis, my life was hard. Marriage was shit. I was planting seeds of bullshit, and hence what was growing was a fucking bunch of shit in my marriage experience. She didn't like it, and it brought out the worst in her. And then there was me, boy bitch style, judging her for being, oh, she's such a bitch, she never appreciates me. Well, I was never doing any of this stuff. And probably if you're listening to this podcast, you're not doing enough of this, if any of it. That's okay. Same for me, same for you, same for every guy out there. But guys, you can get into the driving seat of this. It's infinitely easier than your personas making yourself believe. So spontaneous massage or a tickle, if she likes that. Particular one, just with my queen, when she's in shorts or dress. She can be standing at the sink, a tickle of her legs. She loves that. I'm not suggesting that your queen is going to love it. Like tickle of her legs. She sort of goes weak at the knees. She loves it. She just stops immediately what she's doing. She actually gives out to me sometimes if she's in the middle of cooking. She's like, I can't continue. It's like, I love it that much. My arms stop functioning. She, maybe trial it. Could be a good one. Tickle of the legs. Number 8, witness her fully. What I mean by this is stop in the middle of your day. Hey, you, myself, your queen, my queen, modern life, there tends to be like a packed schedule if you have kids, man, of course. But stop feeling sorry for yourself, and in the midst of it all, become conscious and aware and slow down and witness her fully. And when she's there moving, she's doing stuff in the kitchen and the dining room and the backyard, the garden, you're out shopping together, just stop and drink her in. See her. Whatever she's doing, just see the beauty, see the miracle that it is that this fine, beautiful woman is there. And like whatever she's doing, you know, so often they're like serving kids or serving us or doing something around her sacred nest. You know, the family home is like the womb for the feminine. That's why they tend to it so much. It's like this is natural and beautiful. It's been bastardized by so much stuff of like fucking women feeling that they were locked at homes. It was not honored. It's such a beautiful honoring. They honor to see her, witness her, and hey man, look her in the eyes. My queen, I'll do this every now and then. It used to sort of freak her out. She's like, "Oh, what are you looking at?" It's like I was judging her or something. But she gets it now. Again, it takes trial and error, and it takes persistence. You've got to keep doing this to the point at which her nervous system feels safe. But I'll just stop and look at her and go, "It's like, oh baby, I just fucking love you, all of you. Look at you right now. You're just gorgeous. You're perfect." Oh, you're a work of art. And you know, sometimes it rattles her. It's like, oh, what do you mean? Like she's sort of like, oh, but jeez, look at me now. Like, how can you say this, you know, with what I'm wearing? It's like, baby, I fucking love all of you. Again, with time, with persistence, with consistency, she's come to love those moments. She doesn't really care predominantly anymore what when I'm giving the compliment, when I'm expressing this love. She just like softens and surrenders into it. Number nine. When your queen, this is like this stuff. It literally is from a romantic novel by, oh man, her name. I think it's called Tahira Mafi. Some of you that was quite feminine, the books. You could be reading them. That's okay too. And my queen is big into reading romantic novels, fantasy novels, etc. She read out to me recently this line, so it's not from me, but I just have taken to it, and I've said it to my queen a few times. It's from a novel. I don't know if the author wrote it. She was quoting like some, was it Aramaic or some ancient saying that they used to say this before. But the English translation is, "Thank you for trusting me to share all of yourself with me." It's so romantic and awe-inspiring for your woman, in for your queen, in a moment when she's got vulnerable, when she got messy, when she just lost her shit, when she lost her cool, she like overwhelmed, maybe she shed tears, maybe she got messy with you, and she lost the plot, whatever. It's just she got messy, she went feminine, she went storm, and it got messy because the feminine is untamable, unpredictable. And when you as the king can drop into that moment and know that she's not trying to make your life awkward, she's not being inconvenient, it's nothing to do with her being broken. Her emotionality and her allowing that come through her is her saying, "I felt safe to do that with you." And you show that you're safe. It's one of the most romantic things, awe-inspiring things for her. It's like, "Thank you for trusting me to share all of yourself with me." She'll know it's like, "Oh, but that's the messy crap that you normally give out about. That's the messy crap that you normally throw your eyes up to heaven. That's the messy crap that, you know, her boyfriends before, her ex-husband, her dad, people." The feminized has been suppressed a lot. Land that line. "Hey, baby, thank you for trusting me to share all of yourself with me." Ooh, it's the thing of romantic movies, man. Number 10. This is to go with the movie goodbye scene. So the movie goodbye scene number three was, "Hey, I can't wait to see you later on." It's like a pre-paving for the arrival home. And Of course. You know, the goodbye is essential because we never know when we're not going to come home or she's not going to come home. And 99.99999% of the time, we're going to come home. But you always want to prepay for that awareness, you know, just spiritual awareness that, you know, we can't control when that comes. However, you set the scene off, you prepave, you set it off that the last memory of you is this movie goodbye scene. And the first memory of you coming back is, if you're queen, I call it the queen's arrival awareness. It does roll with you coming home from work, you coming home from the trip. Whenever you arrive or whenever your queen arrives, when you come back into connection, to be in the same physical geographical space after a day away, a day of work away, a weekend, a week, whatever it is. Let's just focus on the queen's arrival awareness. You hear her coming in and you're aware of this. And it's a beautiful thing to get your ass up and be at the door, take her jacket, meet her with like the greatest smile, a kiss. How was your day, baby? It's so beautiful to have you home. Oh, so beautiful to have you home. Gift her the type of greeting that you did in the first couple of months when, hey, you know, like you were living in different apartments and, you know, there was, you know, those days when, you know, early days, hey, you know, I'll stay over at your house. How did you greet her when she was coming over to your apartment, you know, to stay in the night, you know, you're going to go on date night, you're going to watch a movie together. It's like, oh, hey, baby, you know, how are you doing? It's like happiness, joy, every part of your nervous system. Like, it didn't matter if you were tired. It didn't matter what was happening in your day. And I know you can argue like a grumpy jackass. We all have grumpy jackass parts of our shadow that's like, yeah, but that was when I didn't have three kids and I didn't have a mortgage and I didn't have. Yeah, that's when you hadn't become your dad and you just were pressing replay on the karmic trauma fucking inherited grumpy dad, grumpy husband role. It's nothing to do with the extra kids. It's nothing to do with anything. It's your fucking life approach, man. You gotta refresh the entire system. Press the reset button like you do in the computer when the computer just isn't. Just reboot. Take it to the shop to press the button to do whatever. To clean it down and it's refreshed. You gotta refresh it, guys. Greet her when she arrives home like you're genuinely excited to see her. And it doesn't matter if you've been feeling stressed, overwhelmed with the kids. Don't be arguing who's at the bottom of the barrel. Get the fuck over yourself. And if up until 2 minutes or 60 seconds before she comes in the door, you're just having like one of those days, do not greet her with that bullshit. Get over yourself. Realize it's your queen coming in the door like you would have done fresh, like in the early days. She's coming in the door. Put on the show, man. Yeah, if you've had an overwhelming day, if you're tired, if you're doing whatever, man, of course you can share that with her. But she's your queen. You kings put queens first. It's like, I know the feminist movement came in and I've been told pretty much to fuck off when I open the door for a woman in the street. It's like, oh, you know, I can open myself. It's like, I know, you can claim it's old style and whatever. Let's get into the dynamics. But by Christ, I'm telling you, within Heroic Husbands main circles, the queen, you honor the queen. It's not because she's weak that you open the door. It's because she's precious. It's because in ancient times, the masculine would lay his life down in a nanosecond. Not because, oh, women are weak. It's because the feminine is the most precious gift to the entire community, to the entire future of the tribe. You would run if there was enemies coming to attack. Within a nanosecond, you had the training and you had the support from all your warrior brothers in the tribe. You would run out the gate, close the gate, and you would fight to the bitter death because your queen and your kids and offspring were the most precious parts and you would lay your life down on it. Not because she's weak, it's because she's so beautiful, beautifully precious. So when she comes home, get the fuck over yourself, man, that you're having a hard day. She needs to see me. I don't feel appreciated. I don't feel validated. Get over yourself, man. get over yourself. I've been there for years trying to seek and be needy as fuck, and it was horrible, and it was like disease. It was a disease in my marriage. When I started realizing, it's like, you've sometimes, Mark, you've just got to get the fuck over yourself. And my overwhelm, my stress, all of that stuff, all of my pressures, do you know who I shared with? My men's circle. Yes, I run men's circles, Heroic Husbands men's circles, clearly. But I always have. Always. And when I don't have for in transitionary periods, I shake it up every now and then and move to a new circle. It's like, I get my validation there. I get my, you know, guys will see me, hear me, and make me feel safe when, guys, I just need a couple of minutes that I'm not, it's not a pity party, but I'm feeling low. It's exhausted. I feel beaten up. I just need to speak to this for a few minutes. Can you hold space for me? And the guys will say, yeah. I was like, then, you know, when at the end of that, hey, man, you know, challenge me to get back, get my shit back in order. I just need a few moments. You do that with your brothers. You get that brotherly support. That's why Heroic Husbands Men's Circles is working so amazingly. Why? Because your human experience, I'm not saying like get the fuck over yourself, like there's something wrong with that. It's just don't dump that shit in your queen. Unsexy. It'll ruin your marriage. Have brotherly support. By the way, the next intake of Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, it's coming up. There's already half the groups are full, the two new groups, so get your asses in gear, guys. Get in. Don't miss out for that. It's like you need to be booking your call now. This shit works. This is easy. No matter what your persona constantly whispers in the ear, poor you, poor you, poor you, it's a struggle. Oh, I should consider getting a different marriage. It's like, man, if you actually went all in with just this information here, 10 simple points, and you got to work, and you set yourself not one day that I'll try mildly, meekly, weekly try one. You're like, okay, the next 30 days, every single day I'm going to do at least one of these. Morning love note, or appreciation note, or movie goodbye scene, just when you're heading off, she's heading off. The workday voice messages, the goofy romantic gifts, to set the love nest on love night, date night, spontaneous massage or a tickle, witness her fully. I just fucking love you, all of you. Thank you for trusting me to share all of yourself with me. When she got feminine and messy, she went into storm mode. Meet her there with grace, as the god and king that you are. And then the queen's arrival awareness. These are 10 ridiculously, stupidly simple to implement romantic gestures your queen will love, and you implement this as a way of life. I'm telling you now, with just this episode, the entire landscape of your marriage will become easier, better, more loving, softened, connection will come back if you went to work on just these. And that's my challenge to you. You've got 10 romantic gestures that takes you, like, some of them are 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes max. 3 minutes max, guys. It's impossible not to have a high leverage, massive return on your investment. Get to work. Set yourself 30 days and just go with them. Go with them. Listen to this episode a few times. Lock it in your nervous system, and happily ever after, and your queen bragging about you being a legendary husband is coming to you quick. If you want to find a pad of least resistance to opening up the most astounding game of infinitely expanding love, connection, sexual joy, bliss with your queen, and then that love expanding to your kids, to your community, around your home, and happily ever after, is the only game you want to play, Heroic Husbands Men's Circles. The movement is after celebrating 1 year. There, we started with 6. There's now 35 guys. The snowball is building massive momentum. Now's your time, guys. It takes 20 seconds of kingly courage to book the call. And hey, the guys that are in it long enough to know, and long enough to know is like after your first meeting, they know that booking that application call was among, if not the top, single most transformative thing and action they'd ever taken in their entire adult life. we back this shit up in this movement. Make the call. Get yourself in line to become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In perfect alignment with the ethos, with the mantra of this movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.